Major support for Out to Lunch on WWNO provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, established in 1937, now with more than 375 attorneys in offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base. Online at joneswalker.com. Additional support comes from Fidelity Homestead Savings Bank, Resource Management LLC, Luba Workers Comp, and 30 North Investments.
From Commander's Palace Restaurant in the Garden District in New Orleans, we're out to lunch with Peter Ricchiuti. Peter Ricchiuti is Tulane University's A.B. Freeman School of Business professor and economist. It's business, New Orleans style.
Hi, I'm Peter Ricchiuti. Welcome to Out to Lunch. If you listen to NPR News, from time to time you'll hear a story about a breakthrough in science. Usually it's from a lab somewhere in New Jersey or Sweden, but if you listen to this show, you'll know that some really amazing science is being done right here in New Orleans. On today's show, I'm going to introduce you to two local companies doing fascinating work with DNA. Renaissance Rx carries out DNA tests that, as I understand it, tell doctors which drugs may specifically work for you and which ones might kill you. It may be a little more complex than that, but what is simple to grasp is that Renaissance Rx started out at the Bioinnovation Center in 2012 with 3 employees, and today they have over 800 employees in 44 states. Corey Krista is COO of Renaissance Rx. Corey, welcome to Out to Lunch.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
And how about this for the holy grail? Using your unique DNA to tailor a diet and exercise program specifically for you that will guarantee that you'll lose weight and keep it off. That's what Victor Castellon's company, Genevieve, is doing. And welcome to Out to Lunch.
Thank you.
Now, Castellon's a famous New Orleans name. Are you related to the pharmacy people?
That was I that started that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you stayed in pharmaceuticals in a way, right?
Yeah, 25 years.
You didn't move off to the snowball business or anything like that. That's good. Now, Victor, we live in New Orleans. We like to eat. We like to drink. We try to regulate it so we don't put on tons of weight. We tell ourselves things like, I won't eat the French fries so I can eat the bread pudding. If I sign up with Genevieve, will you be able to tell me definitively that in my case, it's not the French fries that are making me put on weight, but it's the tomatoes? Is it that specific?
No, not exactly that specific, but we do give you the educational tools to show you how to eat and what to eat. So you start losing weight. We also sell a food package, 24-day food package. It's a closed system. Everything is in there. And we kind of tell you if it's your fat control, carbohydrate control, fat and carb control, or a balance, which is not a true USDA balance. This was put together by ex-NASA food scientists, the gals who developed the food for the astronauts.
Tang?
Yeah.
Yes.
No,
okay.
Not Tang. No, not Tang.
Not Tang. No, that was my favorite.
No, I think they were beyond that. I wish it was that easy. But make a long story short, one of the things that we started out doing, basically, let me go back to the genesis of the company, which has to do with New Orleans. And basically, when Katrina hit, I gained in a period of 2 years, I gained almost 82 pounds.
Wow! I think stress.
Stress.
Yeah.
Stress.
A lot of people.
Yeah. And then, so we were working on a project, on another project, but it was more on the animal side. And we were working with DNA. It was DNA that I had licensed, that I had brought over from Australia. And so I sold that company. I called my geneticist and said, look, what we were doing here, can we reverse it and do it over here? He says, he thought for a moment, yes. I don't see why not. So basically, we took that idea, okay? We hired some human nutrigenomics, what we call nutrigenomics experts, and some geneticists from here, from the city, and dietitian. And they started researching the literature. It was over 1,000, maybe 1,500 abstracts. publish articles in the medical world, and we did a global search actually, and we picked. When I say we, they did. I did not, but they picked 17 genes. We started out actually with 13, but they picked out 13 genes at the time that had a direct effect on a person's metabolism.
That individual person.
Yes, yes. That individual person, which is, you know, we're 0.01 different between you and I.
And so not far
in
from
DNA.
Us and monkeys either, right?
That,
that's what they say. Well, I don't
I
know.
Maybe
they
just say that to maybe me. It's a little bit more. It was 0.02.
Okay.
So what we did was basically we took that, we put it into an algorithmic formula. That's out of my league. Basically, it's the same formula they use for cancer genomics, how to target specific tumors. So we took the strengths of each genes. We put parameters on developing how to pick these genes. They had to have at least 700 people in a human clinical intervention trial, actual trial, whether it was the Netherlands, whether it was Brazil, whether it was done in Spain, whether it was done here in the United States. 2009, we started that. And then we found out that one of the things was also when you develop a diet food company, well, you have to take in consideration when you read and you cross and you see these big splashy ads or something on TV or whatever the case may be, I lost 30 pounds in 30 days. Well, that's kind of impossible, okay? You know, the first week you may lose 4 or 5 pounds because of the water weight that you're losing. So we developed a product. Our food was taken into account, those folks, and we used macronutrients, different macronutrient contents, percentages, in each one of our meals, or each one of our categories, I should say. And so what we did was more tailored to a specific metabolic type of rate and how you react.
So you're tailoring all this, which is...
What's that?
You're tailoring all this to an individual. This,
yes.
That is pretty... And I have to say, because it's radio, Victor, you're in great shape.
I'm in great
shape? Yes, it would look bad if you didn't. Now, Corey, incompatible prescription drugs, mostly prescribed by doctors, kill thousands of Americans every year. As I understand it, your DNA test could prevent, if not all, then many of these deaths for like $600. That doesn't seem very expensive in the context of life-saving diagnostic power. Judging by the success of Renaissance Rx so far, doctors are adopting it all across the country. So two pretty obvious questions, Corey. One, what is the breakthrough discovery that you have that nobody else has? And also, how far are we from having something like this mandated by every health insurer in the country?
Well, both good questions. The personalized medicine is truly the coming of age for medicine as we see it now. And you see that every decade where science is able to introduce a technology or a process that really accelerates the care for patients. What we do through our genetic testing is we look at very specific genetic pathways. Everyone has them. And it dictates exactly how you, the individual, will metabolize that medicine as given by a doctor. There are multiple instances where medicines prescribed by the physician only goes down specific pathways and will only be effective for you under certain instances. But the pharmaceutical companies apply it to everybody in general. And it's up to the doctor themselves to come up with a determination on what's best for the patient. So we provide the tools, the information they need to make the proper decision on how to dose a patient. So we use genetic pathways already determined by pharmaceutical companies, and we do the testing and we provide that information to the physician. That doctor now has that information on that genetic pathway to make a proper dosing guideline for you as the patient. And that's where we create something unique called our virtual PharmD engine, where the data to take those calls, those DNA calls, and put it into an effective decision support tool for the doctor makes all the difference. All too often, doctors are given pages upon pages of research data and test data, and they have to glean through it and make a decision. We're able to actually give that doctor actionable results at the time they're treating that patient.
And tell me what's involved in getting my DNA read, for instance. What do you do?
Super simple. Take a Q-tip, swab the inside of your mouth, we receive it, we extract the DNA, and within 3 to 5 business days, we have the DNA results ready for the doctor to use to properly dose you based on your disease state, your ailment, what hurts, what
That's
doesn't,
That's the same
and so
technique
on.
I used to figure out my dog was a chow. This doesn't seem very hard.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And it's being adopted as a new standard of care throughout the U.S. It's going to come to the point where patients are going to demand that a doctor do a genetic profile before they even begin to write a prescription. It's so important in that it affects lives directly. Adverse drug reactions, the potential for a patient to have a poor reaction to a drug, cost the U.S. healthcare system thousands upon millions of dollars a year. So it's very prolific in the industry. It's our ability to improve quality, reduce costs, and make a patient happy.
Are you guys using the same piece of information here?
Probably not using the same genes.
Not the same Q-tip. You should never use those twice. I was going to say they.
No, but that's right. Here's
oh,
our
wow,
Q-tip.
You brought them with you.
Yeah, yeah. You can open it up if you like.
Oh, wow. They look like chopsticks.
They look
which
like
is
very
chopsticks.
Appropriate
yes. for a restaurant.
Right.
oh, wow. So this is pretty simple on the patient's.
It's very simple. It's a buccal swab.
And once you have it, is that something you'll keep with you forever, that piece
of
data?
It's your DNA.
Yeah.
It doesn't change.
Wow, this is very, very, very interesting. It's kind of odd that you're both here in New Orleans. Is there something that, some reason you're, have we become like the DNA center?
Well, our owner-founder is a practicing physician here in New Orleans, Dr. Taryn Jolly, and he is very passionate about patient care and patient outcomes. And so in that respect, he decided that if he can come up, develop this lab test, these services for patients and physicians, then he would actually make a difference in the lives of patients and enhance the standard of care.
Yeah, tell me about the growth that we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. where you had it was just a few people at the Bioinnovation Center, and now there's all these employees. Where are those employees, and what is the revenues, what do they look like now?
They're all over the country. We have to, of course, as a lab, have to be licensed in the state in which we provide services. So we're licensed in 49 states and Puerto Rico. We have.
Who said no to you? Which poor state?
New York is tough.
New York!
They are a tough market, but that's okay. We're meeting all the requirements, and then we're just in the bureaucracy and the process of getting through that.
I know. I have friends in New York.
Exactly. So our process uses staff internally here at the labs in New Orleans, and, of course, all our support staff, equaling nearly 100 people here locally. And then we have our sales teams throughout the country, and then we have collectors that work in the physician's offices that actually do the patient orders, the entries, and do the swab collections, package it for shipment, and send it to us.
Do doctors have the skills to interpret the results? I guess that either one of you there.
Well, I can answer that. Yes, they are, and they're developing those skills. And that's a large part of what we offer as a company, is we're able to offer information and education to the physicians as well through our medical affairs department. And we're very, very good at doing that. Doctors more and more and more in literature and in research and through their professional associations like the AMA and onwards are learning more and more about this every day, the personalized medicine respective of DNA and pharmacogenomics.
And what was your breakthrough? I mean, you didn't invent the cotton swab because that was done by the Q-tip
right.
Corporation. But what is it you've done? You've made it simpler for doctors, or what is it?
We've actually taken what was initially a research tool in academia and in science, and then converted into a high-throughput commercial platform. So now we can run thousands of patient samples a day with efficiency and get the data to the doctor very quickly. And it's in an actionable report where the doctor can actually get that data in front of them to make decisions very quickly.
So I'm driving down Canal Street wondering when I can finally take a left turn, but you're doing real things right on Canal Street.
It's the real deal. And the best part is we are committed to New Orleans. Opportunities always come up, and opportunities to be on the West Coast or in the Northeast where biopharma is yep. huge in life sciences, and we've made a solid commitment to New Orleans, and we're staying.
That is great. Now, on your side, Victor, I always think of that Woody Allen movie where he comes out and he says, I expect in a few years the Surgeon General will come out and tell us we should all eat hot fudge sundaes, you know, is we wonder what, give me an example of something where somebody has come to you and you told them about maybe a couple of food preferences as an example.
Well, basically what we do is, as Corey said, we give the, in our case, we either give the dietitian, the physician, or the customer the report. And they're able to read their report and they'll be able to and follow what products that they can eat or what we give them sample menus, we give them sample reports, and also basically we have an exercise side now that we're expanding for gyms, which our gyms are now implementing, and it's because we have some of our genes that we have added gives you a telltale sign, okay, that maybe you should do more weight training than marathon. What is more efficient for you long term?
Now, Victor, you've been doing it since 2009. How big are you now? What would be a good way to measure? Is it number of customers or?
We have 1,072. And basically what we're finding is not your younger crowd. It's more 35. I mean, we have a lady, actually she's from the audience, but she lives in Florida. She's 80 years old, and she sent us a picture 3 years ago, and sent us a recent picture, and she's off her two of her medications, blood pressure, cholesterol, et cetera, et cetera. They're keeping her on the insulin just to regulate her, but you know, what we're seeing is not only weight loss, okay? What we're seeing is a reversal of some of the disease states.
Well,
but we don't promote that, but, you know, that's part of the program. Exercise also helps you because we promote exercise, it also helps you mentally. We have certain neurotransmitters, depressed, when you exercise, you get those
endorphins, or
you get the rush.
That's what I'm hoping I get after lunch today. This is all working out. Now it's time to do the checklist. This is the part of the show where we take a little break and ask a question that you probably wouldn't find on a loan application. So, Corey, I'll start with you. You've got all these employees now. What's your best interview question?
Best interview question for me is, what's your passion? What do they like to do? They have to be engaged in the work process. They have to want to be there. They have to love what they're doing.
So not hobbies, necessarily.
Not hobbies. No, right. It can't be hobbies.
Not that kind of passion.
It's what they're professionally what they want to do. What did they go to school for? What is their area of research and study and practice, and what excites them the most? What do they like to do? What gets the best outcomes, gets the best results?
And, Victor, if they do a movie about you and this breakthrough, who should play you?
Maybe the guy on Hangover 3, the guy with the beard, was his
Oh,
name?
Yeah, really? They, yeah, see, yeah, who yeah. was that? What's that guy's name? Zach, yes. That wouldn't have been the answer I would have thought. That's great, though. Now we're going to check our inbox. It's when our producer picks a question that's come in over the past week from a listener. Grant, what have you got?
We've got a question each for our guests. Victor, this is for you from Balamores, who says, is DNA research into diet another excuse for people to look for a silver bullet or magic potion instead of just eating sensibly and exercising?
We believe that the magic bullet is in you. There is no external magic bullet. We provide you a tool to how to use the magic bullet that's within you. And the educational tools, the food, and you know, why are you eating? Well, one of the things that we're looking at is the reasons, the emotional behaviors we're looking at now today. We're looking at genes, why we eat. Why do we like fat? We like fat because, you know, 10,000, 20,000 years ago, there was a gene in there that came to us today that gives us a certain, when we eat that fat, it gives us a rush. We feel great.
Corey, here's a question for you from Jeffrey Lewis, who asks, how accurate is your DNA test, and if not 100%, how do you handle the legal liability?
It's absolutely accurate. We run validation testing quite often. We do quality control and quality assurance. We probably have one of the most prolific truth tables and search engines relative to the science. And we do not issue any results that we feel are questionable in their results or their validity. And we'll constantly, if necessary, ask for re-swabs or recollections as needed, just to confirm that. We don't release results unless we're absolutely confident about it.
And Corey, what do you got there? I was just thinking, I mean, there's lots and lots of other applications, right? Once with this information, I guess.
Well, exactly. It was in 2004 that they sequenced the whole genome at $3 to $4 billion. Now here we are 10 years later doing it in a lab in New Orleans for costs, you know, hundreds of dollars to the consumer, to the market. And that information can encompass not only pharmaceuticals, it can encompass dietary and lifestyle, as Vic is doing, and it can also apply to cancer, hereditary issues, and even help people with ancestry to determine origin and so on.
Thank you so much. Now, Corey Krista, Victor Castellon, whew, it is really amazing what you are doing as scientists and what your companies are achieving in business. Thanks so much for taking the time out and joining me on Out to Lunch today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was very interesting. My guests on Out to Lunch today have been Corey Krista, a COO of Renaissance RX, and Victor Castellon, founder of Genevieve. Now, you can find out more about Corey and Victor's respective forays into DNA by following the links on our websites, wwno.org and itsneworleans.com. Our show is recorded live over lunch at Commander's Palace in New Orleans. Commander's Palace serves lunch Monday through Friday, jazz brunch Saturday and Sunday, and live music and dinner 7 nights a week. The producer of our show is Grant Morris. Our technical producer is Eric Merle. The much-traveled Jennifer Smith is our researcher. Mitch Foreman wrote and performs all the music on Out to Lunch. Now, you can get the show as a podcast, and you can listen to past shows, and you can keep up with us on all kinds of social media by going to our websites, itsneworleans.com and wwno.org. Support for Out to Lunch comes from PreSonus Audio Electronics. Information about Baton Rouge-based PreSonus is online at presonus.com. Out to Lunch is a production of INO Broadcasting and WWNO for itsneworleans.com and WWNO 89.9 FM. I'm Peter Ricchiuti. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to meeting you again next week around the table here at Commander's Palace for more business New Orleans style on Out to Lunch.
Major support for Out to Lunch on WWNO provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, online at joneswalker.com. Additional support provided by Fidelity Homestead Savings Bank, Resource Management LLC, Luba Workers' Comp, and 30 North Investments.